What's up, stoners, stoneheads, and stoneheads? We're back for another episode of the Opinionated Stoners. Grab your blunts, bongs, papers, whatever the fuck you like to smoke out of. Light that shit, pass that shit. Let's start this shit.
And get high.
Oh god, the echo.
Yo, that did not go out. What the album was going to go in my head, bro.
Were we harmonized?
I don't even know, bro, because I started laughing. But we tried, and that's what matters.
I feel like we killed it.
Yeah.
Especially Stephanie.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We pick on her enough. Gotta give her a compliment here and there.
Mm-hmm.
JP seems so disappointed in giving her a compliment.
No, that was an encouraging kind
of. But she did that, like, fucking around, the whisper intro, and he was like, yo, she did that. So, that was his compliment right there.
Yo, it worked.
I hope it was fire.
Dude, it was firer than the Cheetos.
So, how have you been, Stephanie?
He was about to say it than Brandon's intro, but he caught himself.
No,
what? You think it was more fire than my? That was my intro. You didn't come up with your own words.
I was gonna.
I wrote it.
Touche.
A certain joke about a certain kind of something, but I'm not gonna because this is public.
More fire than the time you had gonorrhea. Is that what you were gonna say?
Nah.
Oh my god.
This joke isn't PC.
So how have you been, JP?
Oh man.
Oh man.
I've been good. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I haven't been watching porn as much.
Do you think you had an addiction?
No.
I'm proud of
No, because what it is, I just be getting bored, dude. And when I be getting bored, I don't know, why not?
And here lately, you haven't been as bored?
Pretty much.
Getting busy life now.
Yeah.
Look at you, fucking Mr. Yoga Master.
Right.
That's weird. Right, I hate when people say that, and I hate when people say yogi.
I mean, what are you? You're not a yogi?
I don't like that term.
Is that offensive?
No.
Oh, did we offend you?
No, it's not offensive. That's what people call people.
Will I be canceled?
Yeah.
Are you going to cancel us, JP?
Yo, well, no, it didn't make sense to me at first. How would I ever cancel you? Like, I'm a TV owner, dude. I'm not a TV owner. I mean, I own a TV, but I'm not that kind of TV owner.
I'm not that kind of TV owner.
Yeah, that shit was funny, bro.
That was funny.
But no, I mean, all right. So you recently completed schooling.
I did.
To be a yoga master.
Yoga teacher.
Yeah. All right. What's wrong with the word master? You don't consider yourself a master?
No.
So you don't feel like you're like the Mr. Miyagi of yoga or something?
I feel like I'm good at it. But that's about it. Like.
Master in training.
Ish. I just be chilling, dog. I go in there to just do my thing and then I leave. And I'm about to help other people do their thing so they can leave.
So, in the school, then you had to do history of yoga, right?
Yeah.
What's the basics of it? Like, how did yoga get started?
So, basically, it's a spiritual process, almost like a meditation. And it wasn't like it is now with all the postures and shit. That happened when the white people punished the Indian people for practicing yoga. And then we let them practice it, but our way, which involved the postures.
Word.
And then it just kind of got modernized with the postures and shit.
Isn't it crazy how, like, the fucked up shit old white people did, like, made the world kind of better?
Right.
But it's better by our standards, though. Because, like, also, I mean, we're kind of fucked up, too. Like, what was it better to be tribe or in tribes and fucking kind of to yourself?
We are the most comfortable generation ever.
Right.
So we're better in that sense.
Yeah, man. Like, it's in some ways, it's a great time to be alive. Fucking, we can got these computers, we can do these podcasts, listen to music.
Hell yeah.
Share all kind of shit.
But then in other ways, it's just like, damn, right now.
Like, I saw this post that, like, proves why internet is also horrible for people. It said, I'm sure it was fake, but it's disgustingly hilarious, and that's what's wrong with the internet. It said, we were so poor, my dad had to keep my sister pregnant so we'd have milk.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
That shit was awful.
Hey, them gas prices are getting high.
You gonna run the car off milk? Oh, no, there's a formula shortage, so you gotta sell the breast milk to get gas.
Yeah, dude, speaking of, somebody flashed me the other day.
No.
How was it?
Well, it didn't flash me.
What was the situation?
I just saw it. So I'm at a red light, getting ready to turn left, right? And you know how, like, a lot of times there's, like, a median, but it's raised?
Yeah.
So there was one like that, but it was kind of skinny. And there was this chick walking on it. And she starts, like, doing all these little wiggles with her hands and shit in some truck. And then she pulls her shirt up and does another wiggle. Then pulls her boobies out. Then yeah. Throws the middle fingers up at him and then just walks away. And I was like, yo, she was
trying to do a little something strange.
She's a cracky because it was in like West Greenville.
Was she like
how did I
decent looking? Was she early in the crack?
Ain't no telling.
Well, you can tell by how she looked. Was she decent looking?
Nah.
Nah.
her nip to areola ratio was all right.
Only you.
I mean, that's paying attention. That's observant.
Right.
What was the boot size
said,
like?
Nah, I'm burning them boots.
What was the boot size like?
I don't. What do I compare it to?
I don't know. You can't like come up with a rough guess of boot size.
How many sets
maybe
of
like
tits
a,
have you seen?
Maybe like a little baseball.
A little baseball, so less than a handful.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, dude.
But you know the nip to areola ratio, but you don't know the size
right.
of the fucking
nah,
tit.
Dude. Nah, man, I don't know what to compare it to. Like, it's like the size of baseball.
What was the perkiness like?
Oh, dude,
were they droopy?
Nah, not at all.
They were up.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That was an exciting day of it, wasn't it?
I was more interested in why she was wiggling. Like, I was like, she just tried to get picked up, and the dude said no, so you got mad? Were you trying to hook somebody?
I think she was trying to do some strange for some change.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. So, I want to know more about this yoga for a minute. I won't waste too much time, but... since you've been doing it, because you haven't been doing it that long before you went into school, like a few months, maybe.
I started in September. I started school at the end of February.
Do you feel a physical difference?
Yeah.
Since you've been doing it?
I feel like I know what my body can and can't do better, if that makes sense.
Do you feel more flexible?
I don't know. Because to be real, I had... like what's called hypermobility to a certain extent when I started. It's like you can just bend more than normal. Like when you can bend your elbows and that shit curves.
Yeah, it looks weird.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck you just now did right now. Y'all ever seen somebody bend their elbow backwards?
Yeah,
that's what this motherfucker just did.
Well.
Not
you've
far,
never seen that
but
before.
Just a little bit.
It was like a dick.
Y'all never seen that before?
Nah, the fuck? You just bent your elbow backwards.
Yeah, y'all, I can do it.
Oh no, that's wild. I cannot do that shit.
Yeah, no, he just bent his shit fucking backwards. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, that's
what
I was...
what the fuck is going on?
I literally told you what that was, bro. It's called hypermobility.
I mean, I smoke a lot of weed. You could have told me before and I forgot.
Right.
Right now, I am fucking amazed. Like, the fuck?
That
you just bent your elbow backwards.
Yeah, I guess.
That's wild. It's like rubber.
Are you sure that's not a wing that you can fly?
No, dude, it's my arm.
Right.
My arm and my, what I like to call my limb enhancers. Yo, because what would your arms be without hands? They're literally in the hands. Like.
But yeah, like. Sometimes it's hard to like wash my foot, get my foot up in the shower, you know, wash my foot, you know, because I don't stretch enough. So like, is yoga going to help with that?
Yeah.
We need to start attending JP's yoga class.
I'm down. I've been thinking about yoga anyways, but like.
You should, dude. That shit's great. And if you do hot yoga, then being in the heat makes you more flexible than you are outside of the heat.
I'm not trying to do hot yoga with you.
I mean, you don't
we just do normal yoga.
You don't have to take.
Normal yoga.
Why did hot yoga sound gayer than normal yoga? He said hot yoga. I was like, fuck no. Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Dude, I didn't register my mind at first. Like, nah, not that kind of hot. Hot is in the room.
Are you hot and ready to go do yoga?
Come down to CJP.
That's how it was. Yo, who's hot and ready?
Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, fuck that. Not hot yoga. I'll come to a normal yoga class.
What if there are witnesses in the room?
Witnesses to what? What are you trying to do to me?
That's what I want to know now.
What are they witnessing? Witnessing us do yoga? Like, I wasn't expecting a whole class. I wasn't expecting a one-on-one either.
Right,
I will join a class with you, JP.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't need private sessions at home.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Alright.
Yeah, well, you just made my stomach hurt. That was funny.
So, I guess that was our yoga talk.
Yeah. Yo, go do that shit with goats. Don't do it with goats. I try to encourage it, but no, don't do it.
I did the beer yoga.
Yeah.
I did beer yoga. Beer yoga sounds cool.
Do it.
Let's go.
That is on the other day.
Fucking, have you heard about this new Mountain Dew?
The hot one?
Yeah, Flamin' Hot.
Mm-hmm.
Would you try it?
No, because I don't drink soda.
You don't drink soda?
Not really.
What do you do for fun anymore?
What do you mean? I drink water and coffee and tea.
You quit eating meat. You don't drink soda. Okay, you drink beer, I guess. There's that.
What do you mean?
Where's the thing?
I'm a fun guy. I just be busy. I'm healthy.
How do you...
Would you have tried it even if you drank soda, though? Flamin' Hot Cheeto Mountain Dew. Like,
I would try it.
Word.
I mean, I would like it, but I'll try it. I mean, I can't really say that I don't drink soda, because, like, if I'm over here and we're drinking and y'all got some Mountain Dew for a chaser, I might fuck around and use that, but, like, I don't know.
All right, well, no, I figured it would taste horrible.
I need a quick drink.
And for that reason, I got us some to try right here on the podcast.
Okay, I'll try it. Real shit.
Oh, I'm scared, y'all.
Go get us a cup, please, real quick. Please, you got the closer seat. It's harder for me to get out. I'm not being sexist.
I think you are, but whatever.
I'm not being sexist. You're just closest one.
You're just the closest one.
Now, if I say snap, snap.
Yeah, do your wifely duty.
You say that and you get your ass whooped.
I hear you.
JK.
You could move a little faster, though.
Can you?
Right. You could have already been back. What's up, bro?
So now she's gone. We can talk shit about women. We wouldn't really do that. We're just...
A bro talk. Let's have a bro talk real quick.
Let's not.
Yeah, so, aliens, what you got?
Yo, that's on the list. Like, fucking the FBI is, like, talking, like, releasing really? Class, once classified information.
Oh. What? Oh, I don't. Once classified information? Your mama?
Damn, y'all kept talking without me.
No, not really.
No, we didn't, because I said some shit and. And he gave a shitty response. That's not what I wanted him to say. Like, no offense, but.
Alright, so we got this Mountain Dew Flamin' Hot. I wouldn't really try this on my own. It's probably going to be trash.
I'm so scared.
Let's see.
Drink this shit.
Pour me a piping hot glass of Flamin'. Yo, you went and got some whole ass cup. You better go get three.
Oh my god. Why the fuck did I go get cups if you were gonna do that?
I agree. Like, no.
You'll see. So I just took a sip. Why is it? I don't know. Why does it not taste bad?
Well, don't tell me about it. I haven't tasted it yet.
I'm so scared.
I'm not
scared.
Saying nothing yet. I'm
waiting to find out what y'all think. Oh, that's why. Yo, we should call ourselves. You know what? Never mind. I'm not going to finish speaking.
I really don't know how to feel about it.
Yo, we're the Flaming Hot Pajamas right now. It smells good. Yeah, I was trying to speak like a connoisseur. Give one of those good descriptions, but it didn't. I was just like,
yeah, okay,
it smells
I'd
good.
Say it doesn't taste like I thought it was going to taste. Like.
That's like regular.
You're
trying
to get me drunk and I got to work tomorrow.
What?
That's like regular Mountain Dew.
Yeah, but it does have a little weird afterburn, though, don't it? I was expecting way worse. With the it says Flamin' Hot Dew with a blast of heat and citrus. I don't know. Let's try it mixed with a little bit of Fireball.
Alright.
Okay, this shit's about to be ass for real. I feel it.
Asperger's.
Alright, there's something left for y'all to adjust y'all's cups as y'all feel needed.
Dude, I don't even like this shit, man. Did you pour a hole in there?
No, not one cup. Spread out. Cheers.
Oh, it smells good.
Come on.
Wait, hold on. Talk about the smell first.
Alright, let's smell it.
Smell it.
Just smell cinnamon.
Look, first, no. You said cinnamon. We can't ignore that.
Cinnamon.
No, we can't ignore that.
What's not to ignore?
Cinnamon.
What needs to be said?
Get cinnamony?
Yeah.
Cinnamon.
Same thing.
Anyways, continue.
The Mountain Dew itself, I was expecting it to be horrible. It was not that bad. I wouldn't buy it again, though. I mean, it had a little slight tingle, but I don't know, it was just weird.
I'm scared.
Let's try it with this Fireball.
Fuck Fireball.
You drinking it all?
That is, not bad, if you like Fireball.
That's enough to die for me.
I heard that.
It's not like it's my not go-to good. Drink, so I knew this would be odd, but it's not as bad as I expected.
It's only my opinion, but that shit is not good.
Yeah, I was expecting a way like more exaggerated reaction from this.
It tastes like if you mixed the Pedialyte you drink for a hangover with the alcohol the next morning.
Mexicans have great Pedialyte.
What?
What?
Real shit, dude. That is some real shit. Their shit tastes so much better than ours.
Alrighty. I'm confused by what you even mean. Oh, you mean like you went to like a Mexican grocery store and got like a Spanish brand?
No,
What are you talking about?
I mean, I just got some Spanish ones one time.
Some Spanish ones what?
Pedialyte. What do you mean?
How and where? I'm confused. What do you mean?
Just at a store. Like, I don't... you got me fucked up right now, dude. I don't know what that means.
I'm so done.
Yeah. Yes, it don't make no sense. Like,
no, it didn't. That's my point.
No, you didn't. Like, huh? I don't think you made sense. Like, but yeah, dude, I just saw some, so I got some.
Alright,
no
so
whatsoever.
There's a football league called Fan Controlled Football. I don't know much about it. I don't know exactly how it works. Someone by Marshawn Lynch, or he's a owner in it. But anyways, there was a quarterback who celebrated a touchdown. He ran up to the crowd and pulled a joint out of his, like, I don't know if he had a pocket pant. I don't know where he pulled it out of, but he pulled out a joint, lit it up, hit it, and passed it to the fans, said, enjoy that, and then ran back onto the sideline.
Oh, hell yeah.
Which seemed dope.
He got in trouble.
Yeah, he got released, he was completely cut by the league. So I don't think the league will allow him back in.
Well, that's so fucking
damn. I mean, to be real, he probably shouldn't have did that, though. It seems like it would have been common sense.
And they're open. They don't drug test for marijuana, this league. They're fine with it if you're in a legal state. They were in Atlanta where it's not legal. And they had talked about this with players beforehand, plus they know the rules. They weren't supposed to even have weed on them out there. And then he did that.
Well.
That sucks. Like,
it seemed like a dope celebration at first, though.
And if the fan took it, shit. I mean... Hell yeah,
smoke
weed.
It would be cool.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about it when I first heard about it because I thought it was a dope celebration.
It's just
fucking
weed, y'all, and that was a dope celebration.
then when he got cut by the entire league, I was like, damn, like, do I still talk about it? Like, I got to tell the whole thing now. But.
How long ago did that happen?
It's been a couple weeks. But I guess he should save that for being in a legal state.
Damn,
then he wouldn't have got cut.
Yo, he smoked that weed. They smoked his career. That's
sad. Oh, shit.
Like,
they smoked it. Fuck yeah. There was a story where Canadian Border Patrol was talking about catching some, I think it was a man and a woman, both 30. They were coming across the border with marijuana, MDMA, and mushrooms.
To Canada?
No, from.
From Canada.
Both states they were going into have legal marijuana, but you apparently still can't take it across the border, plus they have mushrooms and MDMA. So Joe Rogan, he tweeted out that the government shouldn't be able to decide what we ingest. I guess basically saying that all drugs should be legal, which I've said before. What do y'all think about that?
I mean, honestly, yeah. I would agree because they shouldn't have a say-so over what the fuck we do with our own bodies. I mean,
I've always thought, damn, I mean, if somebody wants to do drugs, That's their choice. I mean, I'm not saying I agree with it, but laws ain't stopping nothing. I don't think treating addicts like criminals really helps.
I don't really believe in treating an addict like a criminal, but to be fair, I don't know. I don't know, bro. Like, I really don't care. Like, and I feel the same thing about legalization of weed, to be real. Like, it's cool, but I really don't care, because if I'm going to smoke, I'm going to smoke.
Exactly.
I mean, I hate it for the people that be going through shit because of it.
But you just said you don't care.
But I really don't, like.
But it does matter.
It ain't affecting me.
At the moment.
I'm cool with that, like.
It does affect you, actually.
How?
I mean, because weed is illegal.
Exactly. So, like.
I mean, and I'm willing to get a little simple possession charge if I get caught riding with it.
But that's so affecting you.
Oh, God. That fine.
And that's $600 fine, too.
No, you are, you know, you are right, but, like, I'm willing. It's weird, bro. Like, I just don't care, because right now that shit ain't got nothing to do with me. Like, and that's how I feel about the president shit. Anything that, like, really goes on, it is what it is.
But it does have to do with you, that's the thing. Like, but you're just ignoring
right,
it.
You like to smoke weed, right?
It still affects your life.
Often.
Whether you accept it or not, it still affects your life.
Do you still go somewhere and buy it from somebody?
No.
You don't? How do you get it?
I smoke with y'all.
Okay, touche.
Yeah, he ain't really been smoking like that anymore. But that's besides the point.
That is besides the point.
Because you still smoke it, and you're still cool with it. So that's not really the point. The point is, it's illegal.
It is.
So it affects you.
It's not.
I mean, okay, it may affect me in very minor ways, but, like, in the ways that it does affect me, I don't care. Just like that risk of getting a simple possession if I was riding with it. I know the risk, and I'm willing to take it. Like, and if you don't want to deal with the risk, then don't do it.
I guess.
But, like, I don't know, bro. I don't be caring.
Don't be Karen.
Don't be Karen.
Please don't be a Karen. Cause fuck Karen.
Yo.
Fuck Karen.
Yo, I know one Karen is cool. But her Karen is with the C, and I think that's why she's cool.
That's weird.
The stereotypical bitch Karen is spelled with a K.
Every Karen is spelled with a K.
This one's not.
This one I don't know how to spell.
Yeah, that's probably what makes her cool.
That's Karen.
She probably said, my mom's naming me Karen, so I'm going to make it a C because that's cool.
Okay, Karen.
Karen.
Yo, you were talking about you've seen the Bob's Burgers movie.
Yes, dude. That shit was tight, bro.
Spoil it.
Really?
I don't give a fuck.
Alright, man. Okay. Alright. So, are we all familiar with Bob's Burgers characters?
Yeah, familiar. I don't watch it a whole lot, but I'm familiar. Yes.
Okay, so, they can't, so, they got, and then, like, it's close, dead body. The restaurant was closed. So, the police launched an investigation, he goes to prison, he breaks out, so the kid's unsolved. Like, solve the mystery. I was trying to set him up, so it was a whole thing, and that shit was funny. Yeah, like, dude, and I was the only person in the theater, and I'm sitting there with my little weed pen, and I'm gassing up, dude. I'm sitting there high as fuck, just the only person in the theater. Me and my peacorn, dude. That shit, that was a good 10 out of 10 recommend, dude. I might even fuck around and go see it again.
I'm in his weed pen. I'm just saying, he don't ride around with nothing. He don't buy nothing.
Yeah, we back on this.
We are now. Now that we got you. Fucking hook. What is it?
Hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you got me.
The way you said that.
Yeah, you guys like Bob's Burgers, do you?
Yeah, it's alright, I guess.
I've never been big on it. But like, I've never been real big on Simpsons, but Simpsons movie is really good.
Dude. Hell y'all get a chance, y'all should go see it. 10 out of 10 right
now. I don't know about going to see it, but you know, like.
I'll buy that shit as soon as it comes out. Like, you best believe it, I'll let you borrow it.
Alright. Once I have a chance to watch it, I'll watch it that way. Do you have weed news? You ain't never do it? You ain't never get nothing?
I did not.
You're slack.
Oh, dude, I got some weed news.
I did the intro today.
So. Oh, congratulations. Oh,
okay, so you got weed news. So, studies show that bugs eat the leaves of weed plants. And also, in the morning, dewdrops fall on weed plants, just like the regular plants.
You don't see.
Why would that be news? Like, I wouldn't have thought otherwise.
Yeah, why the fuck would I have some weed news, dog? Like, I was just in there. That was my improvisation. Yo, weed cures
bugs,
what they call
here.
Small nut syndrome for people like.
Oh my god.
They make your nuts bigger?
Yeah.
Do you have to eat it? How does this work?
No, you smoke it and then. Wait, hold on. I forgot what we were talking about. Yo, run me back, dog.
You were here when we tried to roll up the leaves, right?
I was.
Yeah, we tried to roll up actual leaf into a joint. And I guess it was still too green. It just, like, didn't burn that well. So next day, nobody was here. I tried again. It still didn't burn that well, so I put a cigar around it, and then I smoked it.
You just wrapped the cigar around it?
Yep. As is, and then I smoked like a motherfucker.
Wow, that's all it took.
Yep.
That's kind of tight, though.
That was well rolled, though.
It was.
Just to be like, a few pieces of leaves stuck together. That was well rolled.
And stuck with some giant paper glue.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
So what about you, JP? Did you come up prepared with anything since we already know Stephanie didn't?
Kiss my ass.
Yeah. Yeah, we've already talked about it off pie, but I got some chickens. 6 of them.
Hen rolled.
Is this better than, we probably have talked about your chickens before, but is this as good as JP's chicken story? Like, are they, like, more important than you and the family?
What, you said JP, you mean Mason's chicken story?
Mason, yeah, Mason's.
Yeah, I was like, yo, what JP, what chicken story did JP at? I know that they lay more eggs than me. I can.
That's your chicken fact, that they lay more eggs than you.
Yeah, I'm not wrong.
All right, so you're becoming a chicken guy.
Yeah. Well, I only have the one chicken. The rest of them are my grandpa's.
Do you take care of that one chicken and he takes care of all the other ones?
I kind of just help out and do shit if it hasn't been done yet and I see it, I'll go do it.
Oh, so your papa lets you have a chicken?
Pretty much.
He lets you name one.
Dude, and my chicken is the only one that hasn't laid an egg yet.
Damn.
You sure it's not a guy? Yeah, I seen this story about a tortoise. Pet tortoise. The family lost it somehow, right? They just they probably got out, died, whatever. The family found it 30 years later, and the fucking addict's still alive.
You what?
Yeah, that is tight.
That is wild.
That is cool as fuck. That's sad. Kinda. Have you ever heard a tortoise fuck?
Have you?
Yeah.
In person?
No, but it's worth looking up.
I'm trying to think of what sound I used to. There was some kind of funny sound I think I played out loud in class. I think it was like emu noise or something.
Oh, Jesus.
Yo, turtles just be fucking and they just be like.
Cats be sounding wild when they.
Cats are fucking hoes, man.
I swear to
y'all
God.
Y'all love cats. Cats are. I fuck with cats. Like, I really like my cat. And
do you want two? Do you want. How many more cats do you want?
Do you want seven cats?
No, I just mind. I miss my cat. Miss him a lot.
What? Did he die?
No, I just miss him.
I was about to ask the same thing. I was like, wait, your cat died?
No, I just miss that little guy. Like, he's cool.
You've been here for just like a couple hours.
I know, right?
Jesus.
No, like, that's my dude. Like, yeah. Yeah, so how about them guys during Aliens, man? The Phoebe.
The government, FBI, something, CIA, they've recently, like, released documents that were once confidential, but they will only say that they're unidentified aerial, some shit. I don't know. They leave it open as if maybe... They don't call it unidentified flying objects. No, they're calling it something else. What's my point?
Why? They're, what? Are you for real?
Yeah.
You can't just change it. Like, I don't think that's how it works.
They're trying to take, I guess they're trying to get away from the stigma of UFO. But they're trying to word it in a way like, we don't know if this is aliens or if it's just some shit another country has that we don't have.
Okay, word.
But a lot of, like, pilots are reporting saying what's things.
You don't know?
I kind of do, but I forgot.
No, like, I was laughing because I thought you said areola.
Areola. No, that's not what I said.
Well, I know that now.
It was something, I don't fucking know, man.
UAPs. Unidentified aerial phenomenon.
Yes. That's what I was trying to think of.
That sounds even more alien-y than unidentified flying object. What do you mean? Yo, you got me fucked up. You can't just change it. Does it not sound more alien-y?
That does sound more alien-y. UAP. Unidentified aerial phenomenon. Mm-hmm. The word phenomenon
is what does it?
Yeah.
How is object?
But a lot of pilots are reporting seeing these flying phenomena going like change directions in ways that like we can't imagine. Like, could you imagine a plane just turning at a right angle or just shifting to the right or left or whatever? And that's what they're seeing.
Yo, man. So, like, you just go ask people, oh, did you see that UAP? Like, what? That's a UFO, man. Fuck out of here.
That's a UFO. Did you say UFO?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a UFO. Yeah, I think I talked about it on the podcast, but I still laugh at the thought of me thinking I might have seen one more. Turned out to be like some kind of tower. And I was trying to make sure that it wasn't, but it was.
Dude, I had a dream I was in the head of a giant robot alien and I was underwater and I couldn't get out.
In the head of a giant robot alien underwater. Were you drowning?
No, just in the head.
Were you in control?
No, I was just in there. It was like a room, and the eyes were the windows.
So you were like in a prison in something in some robot's head.
Like, yeah, I was like, why the fuck am I in here?
What kind of dream is that?
Yeah, like, who the fuck? Oh, no, you said aliens, and made me bring that up. Like,
I mean, what? You brought it up. What do you think? Like, why did you bring it up?
I don't know. Because you said aliens, and that popped in my mind, and I was like, oh, shit. So then I said it. When did it really
No, pop? You said aliens. You brought up aliens.
Oh, why did I bring aliens up?
Yeah.
Oh, because we were talking about the FBI. So what do you think these classified files, like, do you know anything about them?
Not really, because I ain't really... I just hear things from other podcasts. I ain't really look it up myself, look at it, but I've heard things from other podcasts, but pretty much just that it's a lot of pilots coming out saying that they've seen things, the government saying, yeah, you're not crazy, like, because used to, pilots would be afraid to even come out and say anything, because it's like, oh, cuckoo pilot, talk about aliens. But now the government's like, yeah, we believe you. I mean, we don't know what it is. It's a phenomenon.
I want to look into that, because the place where we went camping for Donovan's birthday, has its own place in what was called Operation Blue Book in like the 60s. And then in the 70s, they passed the Freedom of Information Act, and that forced them to declassify all the files in Operation Blue Book, and they got shut down because they didn't declassify the Brown Mountain files, which is where we were camping, because all the weird shit that goes on over there. So, like, that'd be cool if they finally put them out.
It'd be cool to go camping back up that way, but we should find the spot.
That they went missing from?
Yeah.
Dude,
I don't want to camp there, though.
No, we gotta camp there. Why the fuck else are we going up there? Yeah, don't be weenies. Dude, for the pod, bro.
For the pod?
For the pod, bro. You can hop on my
We can go to Colorado or something.
No. For the pod, you can hop on my fucking hot spot, dude. We can pod out there, and if we go missing, it'll be on mic. And then we'll just leave a note and get this shit released if we die. Or get abducted. Dude, that is a seamless plan, dude.
People survive getting abducted. Allegedly.
Yo, we should try it. I mean, not like in the past.
But those people didn't come back, though, did they?
But
do you really think it's like... do you really think like aliens are going to strike the same place twice? Like, that was a phenomenon.
I mean, why wouldn't they? It's not like we're gonna find them.
They haven't done it since.
Well, all throughout history, people have been going missing in those areas. It's just only that one night where over 30 people went missing.
Yeah, I don't think we need to camp.
Dude, there. We definitely need to camp there.
But
that's
should
like,
find the spot.
No, bro, that's like the Lizard Man in South Carolina. We need to go camping there too and skateboard a swamp.
I don't believe in Lizard Man.
Then let's go camping out there.
Let's go.
For real?
What's that? You said it's in a swamp, though? I don't know if I want to camp in a swamp. Like, is there gators?
Dude, you know, it's cool.
Is there gators?
Dude, it's cool.
It's cool. I'm not worried about Lizard Man. I'm worried about a gator.
It's cool, bro.
You think you're good against a bear?
I'm great against a gator.
What? You're not good against neither one.
Dude, you got me fucked up, man.
Now you got yourself fucked
up.
No,
look, if I'm in the water, I'm going to die by an alligator. But if I'm on the land, fuck no. Like, that shit ain't taking me down. In a way. Yo, it's basically like a worm with legs.
I hear you, worm with legs. All right. That's way more than worm. That's fucking dinosaur.
Same thing.
What'd you think? Aliens.
What do you mean? What do I think?
Just what you got.
You want to get abducted?
No, I don't, actually.
Yo, okay, if you knew you would make it back, and you don't know what would happen to you, you just knew that you would come back, would you go?
No.
Why? You be back?
I'm good.
It's just another experience. Would you? You wouldn't?
I don't know, man. Theoretically, yes.
until it actually happened. In
until like I'm like, I mean, I gotta go to work tomorrow.
Just for you to not be able to come back and tell nobody because everybody would think you were a nut.
Right.
Yo, I saw some aliens. You belong in a tree. You're a nut.
Nice.
So while we're on top of the weird shit, what do you, you know anything about the multiverse theory?
Yeah, a little bit. That's that, Rick and Morty type shit.
Kinda, sorta, yeah.
Yeah, because they'd be jumping to different multiverses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's all the other Ricks, all the other Mortys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I haven't watched that show in a long time.
Yeah, so Rick and Morty shit. I don't think it's like that, though.
Why?
Too complicated.
What do you mean it's not that complicated?
I said that's too complicated.
What is?
That theory.
What do you mean?
How the fuck would it? Just why?
What do you mean? Why?
Why?
Why what?
Why the fuck? See, it's so complicated. It's hard to even talk about. Why the fuck do we need like a million different means?
Yeah, hold on.
Depending on the scenario that I decided to take.
Dude, why wouldn't it be like that?
Why would it be?
It's not that it needs to, but why wouldn't it be?
Why would it be?
Why wouldn't it be? Yeah, we keep going all day. Because, dude, well, for one, it's neither been proved or disproved, but there is evidence supporting that there are other universes. And two, why wouldn't it be? You know how much weird shit happens?
Other universes in the sense that we live in a universe. But not like the multiverse. It's different.
Well, okay, so it'd be like if you were on a boat, alright, in the middle of the ocean, and you were looking at the sky, like the horizon line, right? And that's all you see. There were no other boats, no nothing. Well, then there's another boat that sees the same thing as you in that same ocean, but y'all can't see each other.
What? You're in the ocean. You said you're in the ocean.
Yes.
Alright. And there's another boat in the ocean.
No, hold on. Let's start with your boat. You're in the ocean. Alright, you're a boat. Then you can't see anything else but this, like, this guy. And then you got another boat. They can see the same shit as you, but y'all can't see each other.
Yeah, why does that make sense?
Why doesn't it?
Why do you need that? Like, why do people need to believe in that? Like, that's just complicated.
Well, because at some point it could be proven.
Why
does that
make things so complicated?
No, but, and, like, you know, because the universe is always expanding, too.
Which is why I think Earth might be flat.
It doesn't make sense.
Always expanding.
How does that correlate?
It doesn't end.
I do not think the Earth is.
What do you mean?
The Earth is the universe. There is nothing else. And then it doesn't end. That's all we're going to run out of space is bullshit.
That what? Yeah, thank you, broke me.
Like, he said I broke you?
Yeah. Hold on, let me think. Because, why did that make sense? Because no.
What do you mean?
Nah.
You gotta expound.
What?
Why am I wrong?
Because the Earth is spherical.
How you don't know that?
You don't know that it's not.
But you don't know that it is.
You don't know that it's not.
So all we're arguing is what we believe.
And also, because everything is geometrical.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did you check it?
Yo, no, you can see it in everything.
What's geometrical? What does that even
everything.
Mean? Everything. Everything meaning what?
It's made of shapes.
What's that got to do with the earth being round?
Because it wouldn't be a shape if it's not round. Because it's not a two-dimensional world, so it can't just be.
It's never ending, though.
But it's not two-dimensional. If it was flat, it would just be like a square. And everything isn't like that.
It's more like a cube.
Then it's not flat. It's a cube.
No, you're on the flat surface, and you know, it's like...
No, no, because no, now you don't went from flat earth to cube earth. like, that shit don't make sense to me.
You're on the flat side.
Yo, no, man.
But it doesn't end.
Then why does it need to be a cube?
I was trying to think of what it would be like. Like, imagine, like, you're standing on top of a sub.
Like a submarine or a sub sandwich or a Subway.
Just.
The restaurant or the train. I need context.
Just the top bread of a sub sandwich. You got it upside down, you're standing on the flat part.
Yo, what
and there's some
bread?
Crust up underneath you. That's what the earth is like.
What do you call that kind of bread?
All bread. What do you mean?
No, what? Okay.
Sub? Sub bread?
No, bread is like a substance. What? So what of your... What is the unit of bread?
Sub bread?
No, like... It's got the grains and shit on it. Is it white? Is it the brown shit? Is it the Italian one?
It depends on what... There's different fucking choices. It's fucking sub bread.
No, like, but those know. Are the units of bread.
You're making this same... I'm confused.
Alright.
This shit is going light.
Right.
Y'all got anything else to talk about before we end this? Because I don't know. We might be a little rusty. It's been a while.
Oh, I learned a new word.
Oh, yeah. We forgot to ask you about your word.
Word shit with... new words with JP. Alright. Before we start, I want you guys to guess what word you think it is.
Oh my
Put God. Us, give us some kind of hint, like, what does it have to do with, or like, I don't know, just something, a subject.
It means truth.
Means truth.
And it's a word that they used in the 1600s.
And you just learned it.
Yeah.
This doesn't sound like a word I know.
I don't think I know.
Forsooth.
Why would we know that?
Right,
I don't know. Why do I know that? Like, somebody just said that shit around me, and I was like,
Did you look it up? Make sure it was legit?
I did.
This isn't like you getting Chinese letters tattooed on you?
No.
Excuse me.
Nah, yeah, Andrew said it and I looked it up.
Forsooth.
Forsooth.
Means what?
Truth. Like, or yeah. Indeed. So like, like a soothsayer.
It's like how people be like, true, you're just gonna go forsooth.
Yes.
Alright, man.
I don't use it though. I used it once. And apparently the person, I don't know, but I didn't use it in the right context.
So you offended somebody.
I didn't offend, but I got corrected. And I was like, damn, does everybody just know this word for me? Like,
what did you do, get corrected by a white person?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah, who else would correct me because I used the word wrong? It would not be a white person.
White people be more offended for people than the people that the joke that should be offended.
Oh, yeah.
So, So any more words, JP? That was a little like anticlimactic. That was about like my fucking Mountain Dew shit. Like, I thought she was gonna taste way fucking worse.
Okay, all right, give me. All right,
what the fuck? All right. Other than maybe give me heartburn, like it's not that fucking bad.
No, all right, I got you. All right, another guest time. It's a word, and it's a body part.
Penis.
No. But it's a lady body part.
Vagina.
No.
So you made me think, I watched this clip earlier. It was a Family Feud. And y'all know the speed round? Shit.
Yeah.
The question was, what kind of tool would you use for, I don't fucking know, something. What kind, but, somebody, what kind of tool would you use? Dude said hammer, but the person went before him already said hammer, so, go again. He goes, penis.
Penis.
Well, did he win?
Fucking Steve Harvey starts to ask the next question. He gets halfway to the question. And then he goes, what the fuck did he just say? They don't believe it out, of course. But but yeah, he turned around and said, what the fuck did he just say? After you're like registered.
That's fucking funny.
Like, it went from hammer to penis on what kind of tool would you use? To nail some shit. I don't fucking know. What was the question? I don't fucking know. What kind of tool would you be? I know the question. All right, I got you. Hold on. It's not a bad question. Don't look at me like that. Don't do it. It's not a bad question. If Captain Hook wanted to be a handyman, what might he replace his hook with? What kind of tool would he replace his hook with?
And he said a penis.
That makes sense, kinda. I don't understand how it would happen, though.
Why does penis make sense?
Well, I don't understand why he would replace his hand with a penis unless he was gay.
What?
I'm done.
Oh, because he should already have one?
Because he should, and still have a free hand.
What if he wants to DP his girlfriend, but he doesn't want another dude because that's gay?
They probably don't have a girlfriend.
Maybe he has a small dick and he wants to get a dildo in his hand. Either way, none of this is handyman-like.
Sounds like you're going to give hand jobs.
Huh. Wife be fucking the handyman. Handyman's got a dildo. For a hand, he can put a screwdriver in the other hand.
Oh, Jesus. This is. I'm done.
He put her head in her vulva.
Her what?
Her vulva. V U L B A.
What the fuck, JP?
I don't know where you come or where you learn shit. Because like, it's always weird. Like, you're not wrong. You taught us this right before we started the podcast, but it's like. Why do you always know the weird shit?
What do you mean?
What's a vulva?
Yeah, you really want to know?
Yes.
It's like what we call the vagina is the vulva.
Explain.
Because that's what it is. Calling the thing on is what? The hoo ha. Like,
so every woman has a vulva?
Yeah.
I thought you said it had to do with chickens.
No, that was not the same word.
No, yeah, that's a cloaca.
Oh, I thought that's what we were talking about. No. Yeah, I thought you were talking about that.
Cloaca, that's funny.
Maybe we should just end words with JP. About turning into sex ed over here.
Right.
The fuck? Because I apparently did not know the fuck you were talking about.
Nah, dude, calling the whole thing a vagina, it's not right.
So what's a vagina? Just the hole?
Yeah. Because then you got your labia. I just learned that.
Oh, well, I know what that is.
Yeah.
Do we have to talk about this?
Yeah. We do, because I'm confused.
No, we don't.
So what's a liboma? You knew this?
Yes. Oh, hello. I'm a chick.
Yeah, but when they teach us this?
Well, I don't know. When did you fucking start middle school? Did you go to sex ed in middle school?
Yo, I definitely did not learn
that. We graduated the same year, so that was an insulting question.
I'm just saying.
I have never heard that word.
Never in your life have you ever.
But to be fair, they put females and males in different classes, and that's probably why.
Oh, true that. What word? You're right.
The vulva. I've never fucking heard that. That sounds like a fucking old car or something.
Yo, calling the whole thing a vagina is like calling your whole face your throat. Yo, am I wrong, Stephanie?
I mean, technically speaking, yes, but
I'm not wrong.
Fuck. I'm not one of those.
I'm not one of those what?
I'm not one of those technical people that like really care about. No, yo,
if you don't got one, so
that
no,
really
you
give a damn about the extra.
I'm not one of those. That's one of those.
Speaking shit.
Yeah, wait, what? I don't know how to. I don't know.
I'm done with this conversation because I didn't even want to start it to begin with.
Like, when you guys get the thing, it swells up, it gets moist.
Goodbye, JP.
How many different fucking terms are there? How many parts y'all got?
Yeah, your labia.
I don't.
There's engorged.
I'm done.
How many holes?
Four. There's one, a secret one behind the knee. You gotta hit it from a good angle and you can see
I'm
it.
About to sign out of the podcast. Goodbye.
we need this anatomy lesson real
no,
quick.
No, y'all don't.
Yeah, yo, do you know about fascia?
What? Goodbye.
Fascia?
Yeah.
What's fascia?
It's like this thing that's around your whole body under your skin in the super school. Like, you can't stretch it.
I don't understand from that definition. Does that definition make sense to you?
No.
Like, okay.
It's under your skin, on your body.
I was going to say Austin Powers.
Yo, have you ever, like...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That was a joke.
Have you ever, like, bent over or moved, tucked your head down, and you can feel it pulling down here?
Yeah.
Your tailbone? That's okay, your fascia. Okay. That you're feeling.
Okay. Yo, I heard this theory recently that, the Bible is just hallucinating. It's a story. It's fables about hallucinating and fertility rituals. And some of this comes from somebody dating Christ back to the oldest they could think of. It had something to do with rain. They thought rain was God's sperm coming down and making things grow. And they called a certain mushroom Christ, or some shit that grew from God's sperm.
I don't even know.
That's something to think about. That's interesting.
Who said that?
It's a book.
And that's what Christ means? Christ is a mushroom that grew from God's sperm?
Yeah.
Bro, you know about Mormons?
No.
Yeah, they're weird. They make their own undies.
Alright, hold on. Alright, hold on. You gotta like tell everybody bye.
Yeah, for the pod.
Bye.
Wait, hold on. Say it one more time. Wait. With some soul. Put some soul in it. Alright, do it.
Wait.
Do it just one time, please. No, you gotta do it one time for the pod. Alright, hold on, no, do it. No, do it. Don't. Stephanie, don't be a little Nancy. Come on.
Whatever that means.
Don't be a little Nancy. Stephanie.
All right, well, I think this was a pretty mediocre episode.
Yeah.
But, you know, we might be a little rusty. We haven't done it in a while.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. But we'll be back soon. I hope you listened this far.
Yo, look up Mormons.
Why?
Just do it, because they make their own undies and shit, and it's cool. All right.